Rahman Rahim. The month of Ramadan is the month of giving and receiving much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also giving and receiving much from our community as well. So the spirit of giving is very, very important. So during the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, there was one season where there was a drought which befell the city of Medina. Circumstances were such that the people of Medina were unable to even find clean water, and they were consequently forced to pay huge amounts of money to a well owner, and this was the only person who had access to clean water. And extremely concerned by this, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked his companions if there was anyone among them who would buy the well from that particular owner so that it could benefit all of the Muslims and even the community as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, whoever buys the well of Ruma, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. So when Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard the news, he immediately went to see the owner of the well to purchase the well. And immediately after purchasing it, he endowed it to the people of Medina for all of them to use without any restriction whatsoever. So in the month of Ramadan, we also need to strive to contribute as much as we can to our community, to our masjid, to our institution, to the society that we live in, and have a positive impact on our society as well. To have that spirit of giving in the month of Ramadan, where we can benefit other people. So this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, give in charity and do not give reluctantly, lest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives you in a limited amount as well. So whatever you have, if you can give it for the benefit of the community, of your masjid, of your society, of the nation, then you should give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give openly. So the noble companion Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala, as you all know, was known for his philanthropy. He was known for his spirit of giving. He contributed not only with his wealth, he also contributed through his ideas, and he provided physical support to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, emotional support as well, financial support. So we also, in the month of Ramadan, we need to inculcate within our children, within our homes, the spirit of giving. Give your time, give your wealth, give your experience, give your knowledge, give something back to your community. Give something especially to your masjid. The second thing that we can learn is using our own initiative as well. We shouldn't just wait to follow the crowd or for the trustees or for the imam, for somebody else to knock on our door, to post a video and say, look, please donate in the way of Allah, please donate to the masjid. No, we should take our initiative and be proactive in our approach to the public welfare, to the communal welfare in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, whosoever introduces a good practice in Islam, there is for him its reward, and the reward of those who act upon it after him, without anything being diminished from their rewards whatsoever. So if you start off a good initiative, if you start off a good action, then your family or your children and the community follow as a result, then not only do you receive the reward for your initial action, but all of those people who followed subsequently because of you and your initiative, that you will receive their reward as well. So let us all strive to take initiative to do good, strive to give more in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purify our intentions and support our masjid, support our community, especially during the month of Ramadan, because this is the month of giving, giving more in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and giving sincerely in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to strive for excellence, to strive for good, and to give in the way of Allah azza wa jalla with whatever we have, and to take our initiative and not wait for the days and nights of Ramadan to pass us by. Jazakumullahu khairan.